Start recording. So here you can see that the role play, what role does role play play? So what is role play? So here it is saying that role play is a learning structure. It is a kind of a process, a kind of a classroom technique where the students are allowed to apply the content, jo content जो पढ़ रहा है, जो सब्जेक्ट मैटर है, जो वहाँ पे उन लोगों ने सुनना है, जो सीखना है, उन लोगों को एक तरह से उस रोल में अपने आप को ढाल लेना है. सो देयर इज बेसिकली, मान लो कोई कॉन्वर्सेशन सीख रहे हो कि हाउ टू स्पीक, से उसमें क्या करते हैं रोल प्ले में, कि एक कोई स्टूडेंट होता है जो दुकानदार का रोल प्ले करता है, एक कोई कस्टमर का रोल प्ले करता है, और आपस में दोनों बातचीत करते हैं. सो दैट इम्प्रूव्स द स्पीकिंग स्किल्स. सो सपोज यू आर लर्निंग इंग्लिश, सो द शॉपकीपर विल ऑल्सो, द पर्सन, द स्टूडेंट हु इज प्लेइंग द रोल ऑफ द शॉपकीपर विल एक्ट लाइक अ शॉपकीपर, एंड द स्टूडेंट हु इज एक्टिंग लाइक द कस्टमर विल एक्ट लाइक द कस्टमर, एंड देन the role of the the students become that of these two actors. So theek usi tarah se jaise koi play mein ya koi natak mein hum log logon ke bare mein batate hain ya uska role play karke role ada karte hain, theek isi tarah se yahan pe wo bhi hota hai. Theek in a similar fashion, so sometimes you know jaise teachers day mein kya karte hain कि कई स्टूडेंट्स अपना टीचर्स को इमिटेट करते हैं या टीचर्स के बारे में कैसे पढ़ाते हैं उसको बताते हैं. तो ये एक ज़रिया है कि जैसे टू इंक्रीज द फैमिलियरिटी ऑफ द स्टूडेंट विद द टीचर, एंड आल्सो इट इज़ काइंड ऑफ यू नो पीपल कैन स्टार्ट टीचिंग देमसेल्व्स और देयर स्टूडेंट्स और देयर फ्रेंड्स आल्सो अबाउट दिस अबाउट एनी सब्जेक्ट और टॉपिक. So the advantage of this is that this technique is useful for engaging students. Students find sometimes they are able to interact with their friends and peers, and then there is no structure except that they have to play a specific role. So what are the advantages? So advantages of role play are given over here. So it is that students are immediately applying the content in relevant रियल वर्ल्ड कॉन्टेक्स्ट, जो रियल सिचुएशन के कैसे बिहेव करना है ये सीख सकते हैं. स्टूडेंट्स कैन टेक ऑन द डिसीजन ऑफ मेकिंग पर्सनल दैट माइट लेट हिम डाइवर्ज फ्रॉम कन्फाइंस देयर सेल्फ इम्पोज लिमिटेशंस. तो लिमिटेशन अगर है कोई स्टूडेंट का, वहाँ से वो बाउंड्री क्रॉस करके जाते हैं. सो दिस डज नॉट रिमेन अ लिमिटेशन, इट बिकम्स एन एडवांटेज. सो देन स्टूडेंट्स कैन ट्रांसेंड एंड थिंक बियॉन्ड द कन्फाइंस ऑफ क्लासरूम सेटिंग. सो क्लासरूम सेटिंग में क्या होता है कि लेक्चर होता है और स्टूडेंट सुनता है. यहाँ पे रोल प्ले में स्टूडेंट उसके बाहर भी सोच सकता है. स्टूडेंट्स कैन सी द रिलेवेंस ऑफ द कॉन्टेंट फॉर हैंडलिंग रियल वर्ल्ड सिचुएशन. ये एक सिमुलेट करती है, ये दिस इज बेसिकली काइंड ऑफ अ सिमुलेशन दैट इज हेल्ड टू टेल द स्टूडेंट्स हाउ द रियल वर्ल्ड इज बिहेविंग. सो इट इज लाइक अ handling a real world situation. Then the instructor and students can receive immediate feedback. Jab ab aapas mein discuss karte hain, role play karte hain, then students can immediately discuss among themselves because they are playing the role, and with regard to, so their understanding about the content of the subject or the topic becomes much more. Students can engage in higher order thinking, jo advanced thinking hai, in a proper deeper fashion ye wo seekh sakta hai. And the teacher who is overseeing the process is an instructor. We can oversee the process, who can direct the correct way of how to give different scenarios, how useful these scenarios are. So ye yahan pe different roles ada karke different ways mein, jaise doctor patient ya shopkeeper and the customer ya policeman and person or any two strangers meeting and they are discussing about the weather, which can lead to general conversation. Usually क्या होता है कि इसमें जो speaking skill बहुत जल्दी develop होता है, and alongside that, if there is a specific topic that is being discussed, people can discuss that topic, और ये topic के बारे में भी, ये subject के बारे में भी, ये particular एक topic के बारे में भी लोगों को, the students को ज़्यादा पता चलता है. टिपिकली स्टूडेंट्स, ये रिसर्च में पाया गया है कि दैट रिमेंबर करते हैं स्टूडेंट्स, ये अगर तुम रोल प्ले करते हो तो ये सिनेरियो तुम्हें ज़्यादा देर तक याद रहती है, सो दैट यू कैन लर्न बेटर इन अ बेटर फैशन एंड ऑल्सो दैट यू कैन ट्राई एंड फाइंड आउट वेज एंड मीन्स टू हाउ टू यूज दिस काइंड ऑफ अ डिस्कशन एंड रिमेंबर देम लॉन्ग आफ्टर यू हैव पास द कोर्स एंड इट लीड्स टू वेरियस डिफरेंट वेज ऑफ इंटरेक्शंस. So what are the, so next part is over here, like I have indicated, what are the ways in which you do this role play? So you offer a relevant scenario to students. As a teacher, you have to give them a situation. So wo decision kaun kya karega, kaun kis cheez ka role play karega, kis cheez ke bare mein information usko hasil karna hai. उसमें हैंड आउट हो सकता है, बोर्ड वर्क हो सकता है, रिटन मटेरियल हो सकता है, कोई ऑडियो फाइल हो सकता है, उसके बारे में डिस्कस करना है. देन स्टूडेंट्स आर गिवन इन द नेक्स्ट पॉइंट, स्टूडेंट्स आर गिवन 5 से 10 मिनट उन लोगों को टाइम मिलता है इसको पढ़ने के लिए, सुनने के लिए, सोचने के लिए, समझने के लिए, डिस्कस करने के लिए. एंड देन इन अ स्मॉल ग्रुप दे डिस्कस एंड देन दे कैन प्रेजेंट देयर वर्क, दे कैन प्ले देयर रोल्स इन अ बेटर फैशन. सो स्टूडेंट इन्वॉल्वमेंट यहाँ पे बहुत ज़्यादा होता है, जैसे तीसरा पॉइंट यह डिपिक्ट करता है, द प्रोसेस ऑफ स्टूडेंट डिलिबरेशंस ऑल्सो स्टार्ट एंड द इंस्ट्रक्टर, दैट मीन्स द टीचर, कैन आस्क द स्टूडेंट टू राइट द रिप्लाइज एंड सबमिट देयर रिप्लाइज एंड दिस मे लीड टू अ वेरी गुड वे इन विच अ लार्जर क्लास डिस्कशन इज पॉसिबल, वेयर स्टूडेंट्स कैन जस्टिफाई देयर पॉइंट्स एंड देयर कुड बी सम डिस्कशन अबाउट द pros and cons, benefits and the fallouts of a of situation. So is tarah se karke kya karte hain ki there are different challenges that are there also. So the biggest challenge is that the students need to participate. So if the students are not participating, then this is not successful. Kai log ka kya hota hai ki students ka kai bar they feel hesitant बिकॉज दे आर नॉट कॉन्फिडेंट. लेकिन ये एक विशियस साइकिल है, जब तक कॉन्फिडेंट नहीं होगे तब तक बोल नहीं पाओगे, जब तक बोलोगे नहीं तब तक कॉन्फिडेंस नहीं आएगी. तो ये साइकिल को हमें ब्रेक करना है. तो ब्रेक कैसे करना है, एक बार बोल के कोशिश करके देखना है, धीरे 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 धीरे, लिटिल बाई लिटिल दे विल स्टार्ट गेटिंग इन्वॉल्व एंड देन हेंस द टेक्निक ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स टू पार्टिसिपेट एंड गेट एंगेज इन द टीचिंग लर्निंग प्रोसेस मेक्स द टीचिंग लर्निंग प्रोसेस मच बेटर. So the second point is that the instructor might want to consider ways of increasing the strong student participation. Ye jab tak instructor ko bahut strong nahi hoga, instructor means the teacher who is teaching a particular class. So if the teacher insists participation and the teacher gives some incentive for participation, then it can become a very advantageous. Otherwise, it may not be that advantageous. So then fourthly, there's a good idea to find out that student participation and student awareness can increase the likelihood of their group. So when that means the probability of their being successful and learning the topic better and sharing the answers with the entire class and thereby making their roles in confidence go up, their confidence go up in their roles, in their topic and in their ways of increasing involvement. So instructor can also consider giving them some questions which are called the cue questions, so that they can address those questions in the material that they have discussed and then they can come up with their own points. So it can also lead to some creative thinking and critical thinking skills, development of the critical thinking skills in the students. It is, so role play is usually very successful for teaching reading and writing and speaking, and also sometimes when you are discussing certain pros and cons about a controversial topic or something which has both sides, and then you have to examine in detail what are the pluses and minuses of some action. So it leads to critical thinking skills and is very, very useful in teaching social sciences and sometimes also science logic. And also that, you know, so a content content subject like say mathematics, उसमें भी कई बार होता है कि ओके टॉपिक दे दिया गया यहाँ पे और ये डिस्कशन होने के बाद वो कैसे पढ़ाते हैं वो बात कर सकते हैं. सो दे कैन कम अप विद देयर पॉइंट्स कि कहाँ कहाँ गलतियाँ हो रही है वो अपने आप में देख सकते हैं. सो इट कैन बिकम अ वेरी वेरी यूजफुल टूल. एंड देन आई एम शोइंग यू हियर समथिंग स्पेसिफिक एग्जाम्पल ऑफ द रोल प्लेइंग दैट इज देयर. सो हियर अ स्पेसिफिक एग्जाम्पल दैट इज देयर हैज बीन गिवन, सो विच इज अबाउट discussion of economics and how ticket prices for games so are used. So the students are supposed to imagine the scenario, uske bare mein uska jo creative thinking hai aur critical thinking bhi ye develop hoti hai, and then it is also teaching you about the subject matter like demand and supply of the tickets. So all these things come together in this role play. Then there is this discussion. So in the same way you can see that just as role play has made it possible for increasing your understanding of a subject, this discussion can also be very, very important. So if we look at the discussion and its relevance, so alongside the role play, the discussion is also now used as a tool in the classroom. So when they are designed in a proper fashion and in a proper manner, this discussion mode can be an effective teaching technique and a learning tool, again, that promotes creativity, generates meaningful interaction and understanding of the subject matter by the learner. So don't worry about these names, and also this is just to say from where they have these points are coming. So you need to focus on these points, like well-designed discussion leads to progressive knowledge seeking. Second point, expansive learning is possible in discussion. Learners are actively synthesizing new information. It is not only engaging. So discussion is a little bit different from role play, in which discussion mein kya hota hai ki there's active synthesis of new information. So what the learner is listening and reading about, that also comes to the fore, and they are constantly innovating and constantly increasing the boundaries and horizons of their prior knowledge. So it is not necessary that you need to have previous knowledge about something, and this can lead to a very effective way to teach. Now, there are different kinds of discussions that are there. So one is the guided discussion task. Secondly is an inquiry-based discussion task, and then there is a reflective discussion task, and then fourthly there's an exploratory different discussion task. So what is there over here? So each of them go through some stages. So in the very first stage discussions, when you are starting to know the discussions, so it is stage one, and the teacher gives the discussion question to the whole class. Guidelines are given, and then in the next stage, the learners offer responses. And then in the third stage, learners present their views. So the teacher is always there, the instructor is always there. They are guiding the discussion. He or she is guiding the discussion task in a particular way, so that it reaches its actual goal. In the second type, which is called the inquiry-based discussion task, so which is an improvement over the first stage, in which the teacher poses discussion issue like the previous one, but requires some kind of a reasoning and explanation. So it needs elaboration. So वहाँ पे तुम्हें बढ़ा के और detail में बताना होता है. So what it promotes is that this discussion can promote in-depth learning. Learners are required to go beyond textbook and then evaluate the discussion issue. Learners are and in the next stage, learners can identify and highlight the main issues relevant to the discussion. So when you read it or when you listen to it and you discuss among yourselves, what will happen is that some of the issues will become important, some of the issues will not become important, and therefore new learning can come up, okay, so these are important, these are not important, this is more valid, this is less valid, this is more relevant, सम अदर थिंग्स आर लेस रेलिवेंट. द स्टूडेंट्स कैन टेस्ट देयर आइडियाज़. तो अपने आपस में डिस्कशन करके ये हम इंसाइट ले सकते हैं कि जो पर्सपेक्टिव दूसरा स्टूडेंट ने दिया क्या सही है, कितना हद तक सही है, क्यों क्यों सही है, क्यों गलत है. इस तरह का जो डिस्कशन होता है ये इंक्रीज करता है अपना जो तुम लोगों की जो थिंकिंग है, जो स्टूडेंट्स की जो थिंकिंग है. सो दैट इज दैट दैट इंक्रीजेस द वे इन विच लर्निंग टेक्स प्लेस. सो बेसिकली दिस इज बेसिकली लर्निंग स्टेज दैट इज रीच्ड ओवर हियर. एंड देन द लर्नर्स कैन समराइज इन द डिस्कशन एंड विद द हेल्प ऑफ द टीचर कैन लीड टू द अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द रेलिवेंट इशू. द थर्ड वन इज द रिफ्लेक्टिव डिस्कशन टास्क. कई बार टीचर्स क्या करते हैं कि आपको आप खास करके बी एड में बी एड की ट्रेनिंग में आप देखोगे कि आपको रिफ्लेक्टिव जर्नल लिखना होता है. तो उसमें क्या होता है कि एक सेल्फ एनालिसिस होता है. जैसे आप क्लास में पढ़ा के आए, क्लास में पढ़ा के आने के बाद आप उसके बारे में लिख रहे हैं, एक डायरी लिख रहे हैं. उसके बाद आप अपने आपस में सोच करके आप अपने बारे में लिख रहे हैं कि अच्छा मैंने आज ये किया, ये इस तरह से हमने किया, इस तरह से करना चाहिए था, ये हमें फ़ायदा हुआ, ये नहीं ठीक हुआ, इसको नेक्स्ट टाइम जब पढ़ाएंगे तो इस तरह से हम मैनेज करेंगे. इस तरह से एनालिसिस करते हैं हाउ दे आर लर्निंग देमसेल्व्स एंड हाउ द स्टूडेंट्स देयर स्टूडेंट्स आर ऑल्सो लर्निंग. सो दिस इज़ अ वेरी वेरी इफेक्टिव टूल फॉर अ रिफ्लेक्टिव टास्क. एंड देन exploratory discussion task, it is very most open type where this kind of discussion can assist the learner by honing their analytical skills. So if you want to have their power of reasoning to be developed, you give this kind of an exploratory discussion task. So what is an example? Like say for example I tell you to go to the field and tell me what are the different types of insects did you find, or you go and explore the surrounding and tell me about the layout of a particular building. So how many stairs are there? How many rooms are there? What are the colors of the room? So this is kind of an exploratory discussion. So when it will be there, so they can give some personal opinions. People can give a real life problem also. Say for example an exploratory one. So especially higher learning mein ye use hota hai. क्लासेस हाई स्कूल क्लासेस में यूज होता है, बहुत बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है, खास करके साइंस पढ़ाने के लिए या टेक्निकल सोशल साइंस पढ़ाने के लिए ये यूज़ किया जाता है. एंड देन इस केस में सबसे बड़ा एडवांटेज क्या है कि लर्नर कैन मेक असेसमेंट अबाउट देयर ओन बिलीव्स एंड ओपिनियंस एंड दे कैन इवेल्युएट देमसेल्व्स हाउ देयर बिलीव्स एंड सिस्टम्स एंड ओपिनियंस फेयर इन टर्म्स ऑफ the alternatives that are there. So there are some students who can give some alternative discussion in the explorations and they can discuss among themselves and then they will go back to the stage. In that case they will go back to the second one, so inquiry based discussion task. So when they are discussing and then again come back to this part as the exploratory discussion. So the teacher can discuss a real world problem, the students can assess their own understanding about it and then come up with a solution. So the conclusion about this discussion thing is that, you know, this is a very very useful framework for learning in a very progressive environment. So when the goal of the learner is to develop their individual thinking capacity, their own ways of how to make explorations, how to make meaningful reflections, how to make good reasoning skills or develop and acquire good reasoning skills, and therefore they respond to these kinds of questions and lead to a better understanding of the topic. Okay, so here at the end what I have given you is there are some resources that are provided. If you can look at them, then you will get so these are all web resources where this if you just type this copy and paste in your browser, you will see that it is discussing the key aspects of successful discussion. So it is kind of an FAQ. Or you can look at this one, which is giving you many different resources about how the different questioning techniques are there. Then there are tips about how you can use the class discussions for facilitation of learning. So how it can be used for the assessments, and how this part of active and collaborative learning using discussions and role plays can be utilized, and how you can assess people through this technique. So this is kind of a summary that I am trying to give you. So I have made a presentation now, which basically talks about what we mean by discussion and role play, and how these are useful for understanding and developing the concepts in the student. I think I'll stop here and ask you, encourage you to ask questions if you have any issues. Yes, anybody? Short new. So I have also done something. So I have recorded this, and I'm going to upload this discussion in the wiki. So you can just have a record of that, so that you can again go back to this discussion whenever you want. So it is not a video; it is an audio recording. Next time maybe I can have a video recording of the entire session. So I will upload this by evening today, and thank you for joining. If you have any questions, please feel free to indicate them to me. Yes, thank you, Khushpreet. So I just got your message back. So you can just email me your questions, whatever questions you have. Your ma'am has also just joining in. Welcome, ma'am. Welcome, Dr. Birender. So we were having a discussion on role play and discussions and their major contributions towards understanding. So I started this discussion maybe 5 or 10 minutes earlier than scheduled, because a lot of people were there. So I just explained to them the role play and various different ways of looking at discussions and how they can be effective teaching strategies. So I have also made a recording, and I will pass it on to the students through the wiki, so they can also write back their questions, whatever difficulty they have, the issues they have, they can just send me in either through you or to me directly, whatever is the format they choose. So whatever is convenient, because many of them facing some signal issues. So in order to be fair to everybody, we can share this recording also with everybody. So I'll put it up on the wiki and email you, so you can go back to it at any point of time, and you can listen to it again and again, so that by the end you can get bored of me. And the most important is to understand the topic. Thank you very much. So, Dr. Birender, any feedback? Oh, she has already left. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, students.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And please send me your questions in email. So, email is the best for me, because I can immediately reply back मैं कंप्यूटर पे ही बैठा रहता हूँ तो ईमेल देखना मेरे लिए बहुत आसान होता है, तो आई कैन इमीडिएटली विद इन हाफ एन आवर 1 घंटे में मैं जवाब लिख ही देता हूँ जनरली, या तो डेफिनेटली बाय द एंड ऑफ द डे आई शुड बी एबल टू गिव यू बैक वॉट एवर आई ट्राई टू आई ट्राई टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम एज बेस्ट एज आई कैन थ्रू वॉट एवर मीन्स. तो थैंक यू सो मच.